Welcome to Virtual Economy, a podcast about the business of games for the rest of us. We're your hosts. I'm Michael Footer.
And I'm Amanda Farrow.
On each episode, we'll cover the biggest business beats and bring an expert commentary from lawyers, analysts, and industry pros. This is a bonus episode featuring Wreck-It Raven. We are talking about Twitch, do better. Raven, thank you so much for being with us today.
We know it's been an absolute whirlwind for you. You've been featured pretty much everywhere.
Yep.
Online, talking about Twitch do better, sub off Twitch, and we'll get into the meat of it. But we wanted to make sure that we had the opportunity to have like a real conversation with you about how all of this started and how we got to where we are, because hate raids are not new on Twitch.
No, they're not.
But they have gotten a lot worse.
Yes.
Infinitely worse. Infinitely worse.
So walk us through from your perspective, like what was the nexus of this? What was the real core event that started making everything tumble?
So again, like y'all have said, like hate raids aren't new.
No.
It's something that I've dealt with since I started on Twitch in 2015. Late 2015, early 2016. I get it confused. It's been a long time. And I'm old. But anyway.
The aging gaze.
Yeah, the aging gaze. perfect. But it has gotten a lot worse in the last, you know, couple years. Mm-hmm. Even more so in the last couple of months. Like earlier this year, we saw people being targeted by follow botting. Mm-hmm. And while that was alarming, like that was, I mean, it was what it was, right? Like people were just inflating your numbers and like you could take care of it and that was fine.
Can we just stop for 1 second? Not sure. Stop the recording, but I want to just, for our listeners who are not up on the streaming community, mm-hmm. and who may not understand, they might think, oh, if someone comes in and gives me a lot of follows, that's good for me because it looks like I have all of these follows. Why is that a bad thing?
Because there are people out there who literally will buy follows. If bot accounts are found on your channel in access, there's a good chance that Twitch can take action against you and your mm-hmm. channel and ban you, thus kind of eradicating the work that you've done to get to the point to where you are.
Mm-hmm. So while something on the surface that might seem like, oh, I have all of these follows, it's actually a malicious act intended to destroy someone's opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
And destroy their push for partnership.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, trolling has been on the platform since it started, right?
Since Justin TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. since... Wow, that, yep, back in the day.
we want to go
aging
all the way back.
Gaze.
But, aging gaze, we're here.
I love that that's going to be like the motto, the mantra for today.
That's how we're doing things.
You know, I get the N-word hurled at me. I get the fact that I'm gay hurled at me. I get the fact that I'm femme-presenting hurled at me, that I'm thicker or, you know, fat, as people call it. I get that thrown at me, and it... After a while, like it just doesn't matter, right? Because you hear it so frequently that it no longer really resonates as something that is malicious. You really do build up a tolerance to being despised by somebody for something outside of your control.
Right.
Recently, it's begun to get very much more pointed for me in particular. So the event that kind of really started it off was that I was hate raided. Like people basically coded a bunch of bots to come into my channel and ask something along the lines of like, hey, is a black goth a gigger?
Oh jeez.
And
ugh. It's like the physical way that I just recoiled from that.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
And like at first I was like, you know what? Like I'll give you that. That shit was creative. I haven't heard it before. So here are your kudos. But then after it, I was like, wow, like that was really fucking pointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone worked really hard to target that at you.
Yeah. Because it wasn't just a you're black thing. Like, somebody literally sought me out because there's not many, you know, alternative black femme presenting people on the platform to say that. So then that kind of was like, okay. So I clipped that and I threw that clip onto Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. And that took off a little bit, right? Obviously, because people really do enjoy seeing a lot of the negative shit. And like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I put it out there because I wanted it to get out there. So I'm like, protect yourselves. Like, this is happening.
It was your PSA moment.
Yeah, like, be aware. Then, you know, after they came in and flooded my chat with a bunch of, you know, the hateful rhetoric, I got follow botted. And I was like, oh, okay. And then that was the one-off instance. We got through the rest of the stream, whatever. The next Friday that I streamed, same thing happened.
So just for context, we're talking effectively 2-3 weeks ago, right? This is
yes.
all happening because I think it's important that we point out
this time frame is condensed.
Yeah, how fast this has spun up and gotten out of Twitch's control.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's be clear and let's call a spade a spade. This has never been something that Twitch has controlled.
Right. And what I mean by that is it was something they ignored for a long time mm-hmm. and now mm-hmm. where they are in a position where they have to deal with it. It is so far out of their control.
Yeah.
That I don't think they know what's going on.
I don't think they do either. This is a plague at this point because like it literally was essentially like, and I know this is not a great analogy. Don't cancel me, but it's almost like, you know, having a barbecue in California in the middle of a drought and then setting half the state ablaze, right?
Oh, yeah. I definitely don't know anything about that being from British Columbia, which is currently on fire. Yeah.
Right. But that's what this equates yep. to. Like, yes. there was a small ember that very easily could have been managed, but now we have this blaze, mm-hmm. right? And it's hard because the second time that I got hit, that was when it was more generic. That's when it was like a message about like the channel being taken over by the KKK. And then they put somebody else's name attached to it mm-hmm. who was an innocent party. And that person is Samooligan. Samooligan has been. Right. Yeah. Samooligan has been targeted by this particular group.
Mm-hmm.
And they have access to more information on him than they have on me because as soon as this started happening, I really started locking everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's no longer just on Twitch. Like, they're infiltrating Discords. They are finding out information on people. They are finding phone numbers on people.
So they're full on doxing people.
Yeah. Jeez. I had to call the police 2 days ago. Because they found out my first and last name. And I had to preemptively call my local police department to hopefully prevent myself from being swatted. And for like those of you who don't know me, I'm a black person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And being swatted would potentially be deadly.
Yeah.
Because of the way that this has happened in the past. And this would not be the first instance of this. And protecting mm-hmm. yourself and protecting your family. Mm-hmm. Because you have children.
Yes.
I mean, this is not just intent to harass. This is intent to do bodily harm and perhaps commit, you know, manslaughter or murder by proxy.
Yeah. Sorry. If it was just me, I'd be fine. You know, I can handle that.
I know. But you're a parent.
I don't want my children to have to deal with any of that.
So let's pull this back just a little bit to give a little additional framing and let Raben take a sip of water and be okay for a moment.
My kofifi?
Your kofifi.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Your bean juice?
It's all good. Your hot bean water.
Listen, that sounds like an innuendo, and I'm here for it.
Because we're all good beans here.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm the fall guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. That's okay. So when Mike and I have talked about this, because we've both been harassed, you know, and, you know, we got doxxed a couple years ago in something that should not have happened, right? But they, you know, with everything that happened with the ESA and with E3, which was egregious enough. But we've often said to each other and to our partners that if it were just even the four of us, we'd be fine. You know, we wouldn't worry so much, but we got four kids. And no one that, like, people that don't work online or are not extremely online don't necessarily understand that. They don't understand that internet words can equate to, you know, meet space action, and that there's more at stake here than just, oh, you're being harassed on Twitch. Get over it. This is not that.
Yeah. It's not.
This is protracted. This is, these attacks are not just, they're not just things that, that you can sweep under the carpet because they don't matter. They do matter because they are happening everywhere now.
Yeah.
I cannot scroll through Twitter anymore without seeing especially Black and queer creators being targeted en masse.
Yeah.
This isn't something that's just hitting you, obviously. It's never been something that's just hit you. But it has really spun out of control. So let's talk about Twitch Do Better and sub off Twitch.
Sure. So kind of going back to, you know, the second hate raid that I had clipped where they were like, oh, yeah, KKK, you know, channel, whatever. Okay, cool. Like, you're big bad, whatever. I clipped that. I posted that, and that took off as well. Day after, somebody by the name of Solo Aimbot had posted that their chat, and it was the same thing. And so that's when I was like, you know what? It's enough. Like, I have seen so many people within this last week experience this. It's enough. So that's when I was like, and here's another one. Like, why are we paying 50% of our income basically to just get bullied?
Yeah.
That's not okay. So that's when Twitch Do Better was founded, and it took off. You know, like, yes, I wanted to get it trending. I wanted to get it trending because Twitch needs to figure this out and fix it. Like, yes, it is our duty to, you know, kind of curate our spaces and protect ourselves to, you know, our utmost ability. But if you as a platform have a responsibility to those you are contracting to do work on your platform.
That's an excellent point.
It is. And there's a couple of things that go along with that. One is curating your space requires tools that function. Not just the appearance of tools, but tools that actually function. And the other thing, it requires moderation. It requires aggressive moderation, and not just from volunteers or even paid moderators in channels. It requires moderation at the platform level. And the third thing that it absolutely requires is that that you make sure that those tools, those things that, that people can turn off that are optional, for instance, let's talk about raids, right? You can optionally turn off raids if you don't want them. A friend of ours a mutual friend of ours is working towards partners, and I'm turning off raids because I want all of my traffic to be organic. And that is a good reason to turn off raids. But if your response is, well, just turn off raids if you're being harassed, what you're saying is, I don't get to avail myself of the full features of the platform. I don't get to engage in my broader community. So my friends who are content creators can't help, can't share their communities with me, which leads to organic growth. You're not allowing somebody to fully avail themselves of the platform. You are forcing them to wall off their content creation, and it stunts their growth. So
yeah, absolutely.
So Twitch,
because the organic, the organic growth is such an important part of growing your community, of growing your platform, your brand, and being able to splinter off your content onto other platforms as well. So I mean, your Twitch followers will follow you on Twitter, they'll follow you on Insta, on TikTok, on Snap. You know, I mean, I don't know if anybody actually uses Snapchat anymore. What do I know?
I mean, I don't.
I'm an aging gay. Same. So who knows? I don't know anything. The TikToks.
Yeah. And I kind of to like add to that point, rating is almost like a business handshake.
It is.
That's a fantastic way to put
it. It's almost like a business handshake. Like, I see you. I'm checking you out. I'm trusting you enough in your space to take care of the people that I care for in mine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what rating is. It's not just a, let's do it for clout. Although some people do that. That's their choice. Whatever. It doesn't work, just so you know. But here we are.
Organic growth.
Right? But it is a business handshake. Like, hey, I see you. I believe in you. I want to share this with you.
Absolutely.
So you're going to tell me that I have to turn that off? That's exactly. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And it is. I mean, having to wall yourself off so that, you know, you're not open to additional organic growth. And yes, you know, if you build up your network large enough, you know, where you're connecting with other content creators and streamers, then, I mean, you'll have a bunch of different people that you can go raid, that will come raid you on a regular basis. But that's not the point. The point is that you're locking yourself down, much like you have to lock yourself down on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, everywhere. Mm. Because these platforms, this isn't just a problem with Twitch, but this is a larger, broader problem with harassment on the internet.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And unfortunately, it has been allowed to thrive, right? Yeah. Because nothing was done when these things were first happening. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I'm watching people get doxxed live. I'm watching people dox me and other people's channels live. Mm-hmm. And it's wild because, again, like, this has escalated substantially every day, so much so that I've had to seek legal counsel.
I saw you posting about that on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to say anything about who I'm working with because I don't.
No, it's fine.
But I will say that they are local. They are well-versed in content creation, in the Twitch sphere, in all of that. And there is a really good team looking into who is behind this.
Amazing. Good. I'm really so glad for that.
I am thankful for that. That is kind of my safety net. And if I didn't have that, I'd be a mess. Because, you know, again, I am now the forefront of Twitch Do Better, and I'm the forefront of Sub Off Twitch and the new hashtag that's trending.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about Sub Off Twitch.
Sure.
Because we, just to lay the foundation for those that are not familiar in the content creation space. So when you become a Twitch affiliate, you are able to accept subscriptions to your channel. Mm-hmm. So Amazon, which is the parent company of Twitch, effectively takes 50% of those earnings, both through your subscriptions and through your platform currency known as bits. This is 50%. That's an enormous amount.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even more. And so to put this in context for our indie developer friends that might be listening to this, that's more than what you are giving to Steam. That's more than what you are giving to Microsoft, to Sony, to Nintendo. It's still substantial what you're giving in, you know, in this revenue sharing, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's even worse on Twitch.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is pretty much universally. I think that even YouTube and Facebook have very, very similar revenue sharing.
I know Facebook for the moment is actually not doing that. They're really allowing creators to keep 100% if I'm not mistaken for up to 2 years.
Yeah. User acquisition costs. So
yeah, the UA stuff is definitely.
They're using that to attract new people to the platform, and this is a moment for them because people are going to start fleeing Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Sub Off Twitch, and let's talk about the importance of it because it is exceptionally important. Much in the same way that Mike and I have talked about Activision Blizzard and no longer patronizing their company until the workers have said we're safe.
Yeah, it's very similar, right? So initially, like, this was never about money. Like, the 50-50 cut was never, like, something that I was focusing on, and it's still not my primary focus. My focus was to make a point like, hey, y'all are backed by a multi-billion-dollar corporation. You are a billion-dollar corporation, and yet I'm still paying you to allow me to not feel safe and others like me to not feel safe in this space. Mm-hmm. You have the money because you are paying your top creators millions of dollars in these contracts. But what about us? Because y'all really do be making money off us.
Mm-hmm.
So in a capitalistic society, if we're going to boycott and we are going to protest, we're going to do it with financials. So Sub off to Twitch was created to say, hey, there are other ways you can support me monetarily if you so choose. Mm-hmm. I personally use, is it Ko-fi or coffee or both? Whoever, it doesn't matter.
It's supposed to be pronounced coffee.
Like, yeah, I know. Listen, this has been a debate, and I'm here for it.
Ko-fi, who even knows?
It's like the dress. It's like, is it white and gold or is it black and blue? Who knows, right? Like, it doesn't matter because both are right, maybe. I don't know.
That's a deep cut. That's internet memeing 101.
Yep. Agent Gay. Anyway, so... so the point is to... find another platform to allow for subscriptions to you as the content creator and use it. I know Ko-fi doesn't take a cut. Coffee doesn't. Whatever. Fuck it.
Who cares?
Ko-fi doesn't take a cut.
Bean juice the platform does not.
Bean juice the platform. Hot bean juice the platform.
Yes. Oh, that sounds like a musical and I'm here for it.
It's also an innuendo.
Perfect. Yes. I love it here. They don't take a cut. PayPal takes a cut.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't take a cut of the money. Fanhouse is another good one because 90% of the money that you make goes directly to you. And you get paid out weekly. There are some minor differences. Fanhouse is kind of like OnlyFans is now safe for work, but that's a completely other topic.
That's a completely separate conversation building platforms on the back of queer content creators and sex workers and ripping everything away. Yep.
Fucking
No ethical consumption under capitalism, but also
But capitalism will consume you.
Yeah. But Fanhouse was the, you know, tamer OnlyFans. Where you can offer like different like paid DMs, you know, paid items. So if somebody wanted a selfie of you, like you could charge them $5. You can also send them content that they have to unlock with tips. Ko-fi actually has membership tiers.
They do, yeah.
And they're also starting to do the itemized list of you know, items that you can basically do a one-off sale on. Both are really good options. And that's why sub off Twitch is so important, because if we're going to, because I'm not going to throw hands at people unnecessarily. Like, I know that there's a lot of people who work at Twitch who are equally as affected by this. And I don't want anybody to be like, oh, everybody at Twitch sucks. Cause I know that's not true.
It's not.
But the SOP sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. And that needs to change. So we're going to do it as peacefully as possible, but we're doing it to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got to hit him in the wallet.
It's true. Now, the founder of Ko-fi reached out to me and reached out to you with a simple question. How can we better serve streamers? Because obviously the platform isn't perfect yet for streaming, but they've expressed some sincere interest in hearing content creators and figuring out how they can better serve content creators. Now I have a question for you though.
Yes.
Has Twitch reached out to you?
They have.
Really?
Oh, good.
So they had sent me a DM basically to say like, hey, we're going to talk to you soon.
And
that was it. Okay. Basically, it was a DM to say, hey, we're DMing you to tell you that we're going to get in touch with you.
When did they send you this DM?
They sent that a couple days ago. So that was late last week.
It took them that long?
So on one hand, it's not like they've been holding the ball in terms of this communication for too long. But it took them 2-3 weeks to realize, hey, maybe we have a problem here. And let's talk to the person who originated this movement.
Yeah, well... I mean,
It's putting it.
It is what it is. That's corporation for you, right? Like I know, sure. Even when I worked my corporate job, like everything had to like trickle down the pipeline, and it took weeks to do. But then I started having like people reach out to me. Like I am in partnership and in talks with a group called Access Now. And they help with like internet equality, harassment, defamation.
That's huge.
So I have been talking with them pretty consistently about this. And the initial DM was kind of like, well, you're the only creator we're reaching out to right now, which kind of seemed a little bit off. So I had spoke with them about it, and they kind of helped me formulate another message to send, which I did yesterday, about like, you know, haven't heard anything, would love to be able to talk to you. I'm going to bring Access Now with me.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that way, you know, I am not in that situation by myself. Not that I don't think I can handle myself.
Oh, I'm sure you could, but having backup is always good.
I want extra ears, because if I'm doing this, I want it done right.
It is always a good idea, and whether that's in the workplace or anything like that, have a third party in the room so that there is no he said, she said.
Yeah.
So.
Or they said.
I'm really glad you're doing that. So I the timing on them reaching out to you is very interesting. You said it was 2 days ago.
Well, it was a couple days ago. I don't know if it was two for sure, but it was
recently enough.
Yeah, it was about a week and a half after everything really started.
Okay. And since then, or you know, just to kind of bring this timeline one step into the future, or one step closer to present, there is one more hashtag, one more movement that is going on right now.
Yes. That is a day off Twitch.
And that is hashtag a day off Twitch.
Yep. You can catch it in trending.
We'll be posting all these hashtags, and we'll have sources and links, including to the Twitch Do Better change.org petition, which has now, I think, almost 13,000 names on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's massive, because you can see the effect that it has had on so many people. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing is we are staging a blackout where we are not streaming or viewing anything on Twitch for just a full 24 hours. Yeah.
And we need viewers to do the same, not just creators, but viewers have to follow suit as well.
Exactly. And there is a Discord up. It is very, very, very protected. There is, you know, verification processes that you have to go through, and then you will be manually added after we vouch for you. Right. And that's just because, you know, unfortunately, the harassment isn't just on Twitch. It's everywhere now. Mm-hmm. They're Which getting people's phone Twitch's numbers.
Policies.
Yeah, they're getting people's phone numbers and calling them. Like, there's a couple of partnered streamers. I don't want to throw anybody's name out there, but have been, you know, speaking with, where they have basically given me information on what is going on with them, so that way I can forward it to my legal team, because they're being harassed through phone calls and voicemails. And people have to understand that this is into the realm of life or limb.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's not safe. And I'm not going to say Twitch is 100% responsible. That's not the case. But they are responsible enough, because there are things that could have been done sooner to prevent a lot of this. Hate raids are never going to go away. They're not. But there are things that you can use to de-incentivize those options to do so.
It's true.
And we haven't seen that.
Let me do this. If you had the opportunity to ask Twitch anything, if there are answers that you want from Twitch, what are those questions?
That's a good question. Now I have to look at it. Honestly, like, why? I think that's the biggest one. Why is this still happening? Why is it that a company who claims diversity and inclusion
is their gold stars? They get their gold stars during Pride. They get their gold stars during Black History Month. They get their gold stars during Women's History Month.
An Asian, American Asian Pacific Islander month, right?
During, I think it's Latin History Month soon as well.
Mm-hmm.
They get their performative gold stars.
Yeah, they get their performative allyship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Why is it that if you're claiming to be these things, that you are so lackluster on protections for those people? Why is it that when there is a Twitch, you know, based stream, that there is still racism running rampant?
And you're talking about on the front page on the official channels.
Yes. Yep. Why is it that if you have a marginalized creator on the front page, you are literally leaving it to them?
To moderate it.
To moderate it?
They should have a floating moderation team for that.
It's one of the, like, that's probably one of the things that baffles me the most, because I've been on the mod teams for a number of front page engagements for, especially for our queer creator friends, where we're in there. We're in there, and we're the ones that are making sure that the content creator, that the talent, let's be real, that the talent is protected. And that is Twitch's responsibility.
Yeah.
You can't stop the bad things from happening in its entirety, but you can, as you said, de-incentivize it.
Yeah.
Because what a lot of what they're looking for is, they're looking for the engagement. They're looking for the acknowledgement. They're looking to do hurt.
Yeah.
They're looking to hurt.
They want to drive you off the platform. They want to get you to stop your stream.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make it so that you have to be worried about starting the next stream, or maybe cancel your next stream, or just leave entirely.
Hey Raven, how's that going for them?
For what?
Is it working? Are you leaving?
Oh yeah, no. Nope.
No. Yeah, no. That was, I was trying to lead you into into the defiance, what we know you to be. Yeah, no. Ooh. Yeah.
Let me think about it. No. Fuck no. Like, you have to understand, like, this is an open letter to whoever the fuck is doing this. You have to understand, like, you're targeting marginalized people, and we have been targeted our whole lives, our skin colors, our gender identities, our sexual preferences. They do not stay on Twitch. They come with us wherever we go. We've dealt with this before. You are not saying anything fucking new. So if you think, because I know y'all are making me a target, and I know that y'all are making anybody who associates with me a target, good fucking luck.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Right?
We're not going anywhere.
Good luck. I'm sorry. I got real sassy.
No. That's perfect.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was the purpose of the question.
Yes. I love that. I love when y'all just give me an opportunity to just clap back, get a little salty, flip the hair. Love that.
That's what I'm here for. That's what we aging gays have to do together. Yes. We gotta flip our hair together.
Yes.
Raven, is there anything else that you want people to know about what's going on? Obviously, there are a lot of questions about the technical side of things, about people who have turned off raids, who are claiming that
InfoSec is looking into this. Yeah, quite this frankly, is huge. We have a friend and quite frankly a moderator on our channels, who works in information security.
Yeah,
and he's trying to figure out how the heck technologically this is happening and what exploits are being used. Because they're researching it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not something that's small. This is something that is enormous, and it's widespread, and it's not just social and cultural. It's tech as well.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, from my perspective, that I want people to understand is that these are not just words.
Mm-hmm.
These are actions. And these are, and the lack of protection is appalling, and the lack of protection is everywhere, to be clear. And even when the internet was like the wild, wild west of everything back in, you know, the 90s and in the early aughts, we had netiquette, man. Yeah. We would get tossed out of forums if we were assholes. I know.
Because that hammer is heavy and it swung hard.
Yeah. But it hasn't deterred the right people. So this is a widespread issue, and this is something that isn't going away anytime soon. And it doesn't just affect streamers and content creators. This is affecting businesses as well, because streamers are going to be, you know, folks that maybe just don't have the spoons to deal with the harassment are going to leave. And we are going to have a talent drain with, you know, some of the most interesting up and coming rising stars on the platform that are working with indie developers, that are working with indie publishers, that are spotlighting interesting creative movements for gaming, that are doing beautiful cosplays for games that are coming up, that are being paid to create, and they're going to leave. And that is going to affect gaming and the industry as a whole, because everything ties together. Ties together.
The world is watching. And it's a good thing. And they've made me a martyr. And that is what it is. That was never something that I had intended.
No, of course not.
But
that's not who you are.
That is where I am. And I know that I have a responsibility to myself and to others to keep pushing. But I mean, I'm tired. I'm exhausted of having to screen cap things to send to my legal team. I'm tired of, you know, my DMs being flooded with, you know, people asking for help. And that's not a bad thing. Please keep doing it. But I'm tired of having to be in that situation, because we shouldn't be here.
No. This is something that could have been headed off many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But because this all comes down to what corporate culture looks like. We've talked about this on this show before. When bro culture, when gamer culture, when toxic gamer culture more specifically, is allowed to proliferate, where gatekeeping happens and the, you know, all of the best people are kept out of leadership positions as a result of racism, of misogyny, of prejudice, and everything that we've seen in this industry, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Is the problems get worse. And they get to a point where they're now boiling over. And that is what we are seeing. And action needs to be taken. Because like you said, Raven, the world is watching.
It is. It is. Because I've had, you know, media outlets from overseas in my inbox. And I've interviewed with them. And this is major. This is major. It's overwhelming. But it's also a good thing. And I wouldn't change anything. Because this needed to happen. It's about damn time.
It really is.
And that is a wonderful place to wrap up this bonus episode. Amanda?
All right. Do you want me to do an outro? I can do an outro.
Yeah, let's do an outro.
Okay. Let me just pull up and then I'll do a snap.
Okay.
Because I can't do it off the top of my head. Our outro is quite enormous. All right. And... thank you for listening to the Virtual Economy Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Virtual Econcast. I am at Amanda Farrow.
And I am at Footerish, FUTTERISH.
Raven, would you like to share where folks can find you online?
Sure. You can find me almost everywhere at Wreck-It Raven. Be weary. There is a imposter account on Twitter where the I is actually a lowercase l. It looks very much
the heck out of that one yesterday.
Yeah, it looks very much similar to mine, but you'll be able to tell the difference by the numbers. But you can find me there. If you need to email me, if you would like an interview, you can do so at raven@theunderworld.live. But yeah, I'm free to talk to anybody.
Awesome. And for those of you listening, you can subscribe to the Virtual Economy RSS feed at virtualeconcast.com. You can also listen to us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, and so many more. Please, we would love it if you would subscribe and if possible, review the show. We do love to know what you think.
You can also DM us with questions at Virtual Econcast, or you can send them to podcast@fsquared.biz. We are also available to speak on Signal. If you have super secret information and you want to chat in a secure capacity, you can DM the Virtual Economy account to get my Signal number, to get Mike's Signal number. And yeah, that's pretty much us.
Yeah, we'll be back later this week. This weekend was this weekend's episode 99.
Are we actually going to be back this weekend? Are we going to be back in time? We have a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Maybe Sunday.
We're going to play it fast and loose.
Not Saturday. Maybe Sunday.
We'll see you Sunday.
Yeah.
We'll see you Sunday. So in the meantime, wash your hands, stay hydrated, and be good to one another.